Tom Torero, podcast number 12, I think we are at now. Hello from snowy Zakopane, which is a mountain resort in the High Tatras in the south of Poland near Krakow. Check out my latest YouTube video if you want to see some flow mad stuff going on, some day game stuff going on, and some thoughts about Polish birds. Anyway, ironically, the topic of today's podcast is not about flow mad things here in Poland, but about my home city, not where I was born, but where I learned the art and craft of day game, and the city which I believe to be the world's best day game location, and that is good old Great British London. London, lovely London, with about 8.5 million people in central or surrounding London, and then 10 million in Greater London, with, I think it is 17 million tourists a year, something like that. It's pedestrian. It's got stable weather throughout the year. It's neither too hot nor it's too cold. It's anonymous. It's got a massive throughput of nannies and tourists and au pairs and students, people that come for shopping weekends from Scandinavia and Eastern Europe. And there's girls and women from all over the world. And I've spoken about the other reasons why day game works in London, why it started in London, why it developed in London. That's in a podcast all about the greatest cities in the world for day games. So check that out if you haven't already. It covers London and all the other great ones. But today I'm going to really, really focus just on London. And now for those of you not living in London, you might think, well, okay, end of listening, no point. But I'm going to touch on lots of things about London which will be relevant to your city or even your town. Things to look out for, places to look out for, throughputs to look out for, because day game dynamics in a city is really urban dynamics. It's the flow of people, how people move, the speed at which they move, the areas that attract people, certain people, how people use certain areas. So town planners, city planners, sociologists, they all know about this stuff and use this stuff, as well as architects. And I find it fascinating how this same knowledge applies to day gamers. It's a bit like the London cab drivers, who have to take this amazing memory exam. They have to learn the streets and landmarks of London over a 3 to 4 year period, and then they get examined on it. So they can't use GPS. They have to build up this mental map of London. And that's pretty much what day gamers do. If you've been doing day game for years, you'll know hotspots, you'll know certain cafes, you'll know certain stores, you'll know timings and how a city changes, not only throughout the day, but throughout the months of the year. So it's really cool how we've transformed this rather, you could say, lonely and grey landscape into something cool. It's a bit like when parkour free runners do that to a city, or graffiti artists do it to a city. Day gamers have done it to London. But that's not to say London isn't beautiful and amazing and wonderful without day game. Of course it is. I still think it's the greatest city in the world apart from day game. It's just got everything you want 24 hours a day, plus the history, plus the culture, plus that massive mix of people and things. But for day game, it's incredible. So today I'm going to go through the obvious day game locations that you probably know and love, and why perhaps you shouldn't be there. And then more importantly, a massive list of hidden gems. Because guys just assume you can do day game in 3 or 4 streets in central London. I'm going to go through all the secret locations, outdoor and indoor, as well as some really quirky locations and ideas to get you going, to encourage you not just to stick to the main streets, like Lemmings. And London's fantastic because it's got all these secret corners, all these hidden spots, all these discreet, sheltered, anonymous addresses. It's a playground for seducers. And I love it, despite it being a bit grey, you could say a bit dirty, a bit grimy. But it ranges from, you know, the seediness of Soho to the debaucherous nature of the West End, to the decadent parts of Mayfair, to the grimy parts of East London. London's got character, London's got layers, London's got depths. And it's a hub, it's a magnet. And its anonymity, its loneliness, just like I said for New York, is its biggest day game weapon. Because girls feel like they can do these secretive adventures with you that they might not be able to do in a smaller town. So listen to my podcast on why Day Game is so cool in London and in other cities around the world. Anyway, let's dive into the locations that I've spent the last 5 years exploring. And I've walked it all. Day Game's great exercise. I've walked from east to west, north to south, and had not only Day Game, but dating and seduction adventures in lots of parts of London. So when I look at a tube map of London, I kind of secretly smile and think, oh yeah, that happened there, and this happened there, and that's a cool thing for there. And it's a nice memory map, if you like, that a London taxi driver must have as well. Anyway, let's dive in and state the obvious, that I'm sure if you've been to London or you live in London, you've been day gaming on Oxford Street, which is that massive pedestrian street, or Regent Street, which is perpendicular to Oxford Street and Oxford Circus, or you've headed down to the delight of Leicester Square, which is kind of the home of historical pickup, and sleepy Trafalgar Square. Maybe you've done Covent Garden. Anyway, let's cover those, because that is the Day Game triangle, the Day Game hub. So people do Oxford Street because of the shops. Where there's shops, there's girls. And it's late, you can do it after work, you can do it at Christmas time, it's wonderful. It's lit, it's always busy, it's a magnet. So yeah, there are hot girls because there's nice shops. But interestingly, very few guys go inside the stores. So if they see a hot girl and she disappears left or right, they freeze and say, she's gone into a vortex, and that's it. And they refuse to go in. And guys have it in their brain that Day Game is this one-trick pony, I think probably because of YouTube, that they see guys jumping in front of girls and say, well, that's what Day Game is. And Day Game's just talking to girls, not in bars and clubs. So that means going into shops, going into stores, doing it on the subway, doing it as and when. So you're on your lunch break in work. So use the big Oxford Street shops like Selfridges, especially the shoe section. That is a hidden gem. Topshop is amazing. It's got a cafe downstairs for instant dating and free fashion consultations on the top floor. Topshop is like a club just during the day. It's got pumping music. It's really good for state as well. Often run boot camps in there when it's raining. And you've got cheap and cheerful Primark or Primani. If you want to find Eastern Europeans or ditzy Italians and Spanish birds stocking up their suitcases, there's a Primark on each end of Oxford Street. Bit mad and a bit mental on Saturdays. I don't actually like doing Day Game on Oxford Street on Saturdays. It's got a very heavy, aggressive vibe. It's very busy. No, you don't need to worry that there's too many pickup artists. That's a common limiting belief that guys have. They're not going to go to Oxford Street because there's too much competition. But remember, at any one point on Oxford Street, I think there's about 20,000 people moving. And the turnover is massive. It's very anonymous. So don't worry about that. And then most guys go down either the Day Game Mecca, which is Argyle Street, that kind of almost pedestrian street coming off Oxford Street by Topshop. That's got a very good pace to it. Or they go down Regent Street. And I prefer Regent Street to Oxford Street. It's a bit wider. It's a bit slower. There's not so many people. You've got the Apple Store that you can nip into. That's fantastic. You can nip into Carnaby Street off there. Regent Street's one of my favourites. And you can do it late into the night, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So yeah, don't forget Regent Street. Anyway, let's go further down a little bit to where I started Day Game and where I take beginners if they have high AA. And that is Trafalgar Square, which is, if you don't know London, by Nelson's Column, not too far from Big Ben and Buckingham Palace. And it's lovely because it's got steps with dreamy tourists sitting on. It's got mostly tourists milling around, both by the National Gallery and by the fountains. So it's very easy to practice your social skills. And you can even do indirect game there. That's what I used to do. So if you're looking for a less frantic place than Oxford Street and Regent Street, head down to Trafalgar Square. And gentlemen, I encourage you, go inside the National Gallery, which is that huge building at the top of the square. It's amazing. It's full of bored girls wandering around, especially in the cold. And next to that, behind that, you've got the National Portrait Gallery, which is not so popular, but it's still got girls. And I've met girls who are in there alone, sketching or waiting for a connecting flight. They're just killing time. Brilliant. You've got to watch out in case they're in a group or their partner's looking at another painting. You can kind of open indirect direct as well, you know, that nice situational opening if you like doing that. And in the National Gallery and the National Portrait Gallery, there are cafes, so you can do instant dates from the gallery floor. So that's really cool. Heading down from Trafalgar Square to the river, cross over the river at Embankment, and there begins the wonderful, dreamy, slow South Bank. So all the way from the London Eye and Big Ben, you can walk all the way down past the Globe Theatre and the Tate Modern. You can cross over Tower Bridge to the Tower of London. And that's full of very dreamy girls, especially around the National Film Theatre where the book market is. It's got a much slower pace than Oxford Street and Regent Street. You find artistic girls there because there's the... there's, like I said, the cinema, there's the theatres down there, there's quirky markets down there. In the evening, it's very romantic to do day game along that stretch. And there's lots of coffee shops every 200-300 metres, so you're fine. So do the South Bank. Gentlemen, go inside the Tate Modern, which is that big, ugly kind of art gallery opposite St Paul's, with a kind of big phallic knob. It looks, I think it was an old power station. But that's full of younger, I find, quirky art student-y type of girls because the art's just a little bit more modern. It's like the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Really good. So cross over the bridge from there, either the pedestrian bridge or Tower Bridge, which is a bit stinky because of the cars, and you arrive at a secret day game destination, which is the big pedestrian square next to the Tower of London. Tower of London's, I think, the most visited London attraction, and it's absolutely full, always with tourists. So if you're just beginning and you want to get social chatting and you want to do the assumption stackings based on nationality, go to that secret square by the Tower of London. And I've had success there with a lot of Americans, actually. So that's nice. And it's a good walk. It's a nice walk. And then if you want to walk back to central London, don't go north of the river because it's a bit messy through the city. Go back to South Bank. And on your way, nearby, you can nip into Borough Market or Borough High Street. But Borough Market's better. It's, I think, the oldest food market in London. It's full of history because it's around Southwark. If you like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, or you're a bit of a history buff, you can visit The Clink. Loads of movies are shot around there. It's grimy, it's urban. And that food market is great for boot camps, situational warm-ups, indirect game, just getting social. The topic is easy because it's food and it's easy to riff, it's easy to banter there. So head to Borough Market, that's great. Better than Covent Garden, because Covent Garden used to be a flower and vegetable market and the red light district of London in Casanova's day, but now it's a bit of a cheesy tourist trap. But Covent Garden's good. I often do boot camps there when I've just got a couple of students, because it's very dreamy. The girls are moving slowly inside and outside the market. It's magical at Christmas, if you can get there at Christmas. And by the tube station, there's always waiting girls. So you can practice your quick ones on the standing girls there. You can nip into the market itself. The Apple store there is a secret gem. Models always seem to be repairing their iPads and iPhones in there. Where else? Go inside Marks and Spencer's, the food store opposite the tube, that's good. And then weave your way down into Seven Dials, which is the bit around Pineapple Dance Studios. That's very pedestrian and cobbled, and it's got loads of cool little coffee shops for dating and day twos even. There's very few day gamers in Seven Dials, they all stick to Covent Garden. Or the Mecca, which is perhaps my favourite street in London apart from Regent Street for day game, and that is Longacre Street, which is between Leicester Square and Covent Garden if you're walking. And I love it because it is a shopping street, but it's slow and wide. You've got the travel bookstore in there called Stamford's at one end. That's amazing for girls. It's got a coffee shop in there as well. I can't believe I'm giving away all my gems. I was going to write this as a book, actually, but sod it. It's a good topic because I love London. Anyway, where was I? Longacre, yeah. Longacre's fantastic. You'll see day gamers there, especially on a Saturday. But it's a nice pace. If you find Oxford Street too smelly, polluted, congested, and weird, okay? And then we arrive back at PUA Central, which is kind of like Times Square, and this is why it doesn't work. It's too trashy, it's too transient, and tourists are in groups, I find, and that's Leicester Square, Pester Square. I have had success in the park, in the middle, on the benches, or nipping into the Hippodrome Casino, which is a great legendary venue where Houdini performed, and it's 24 hours, it's got a bar, it's a good date venue. It's a good adventure date venue because you can bamboozle with a bit of gambling or whatever. If you need an emergency venue, here's a little secret. It's got a good disabled toilet that's sometimes open on level one, which is 24 hours a day next to the bar. So that could be useful for you to know. And from there, you follow the tourist hordes to Piccadilly Circus, which again is quite cheesy, is quite touristy. But guys like it, especially outside Boots. If you know where Boots, under the Coca-Cola sign, is Boots next to Jewel Bar. And then you've got that new street where Whole Foods is. And that's one of my secrets because I live near there. Go into Whole Foods and you get the yoga chicks with good bodies and who are healthy. Surprise, surprise. And you know what the topic is. Just accuse them of being Californian yoga freaks. So, God bless Whole Foods. If you're in America, get into Whole Foods anyway. Then, from Piccadilly Circus, head west, down Piccadilly, to the area which we call Mayfair. If you want a bit of glitz, if you want some Russian girls, if you want posh English girls, if you want some wealthy Arabs or Chinese, head to Bond Street, New Bond Street, Old Bond Street, around the Ritz, or along Piccadilly. And that's wonderful. It's wide. Go into the stores. If you're brave, if you're really brave, go into Victoria's Secret on Bond Street or just go into Dolce & Gabbana and Gucci if you want to test your spotlight effect, social inhibition. Go in there because the security watch you like a hawk. But I enjoy that if you're looking for some wealthy princesses. The alternative, the opposite of that, is getting back off Regent Street into Carnaby, which used to be the swinging 60s Austin Powers type Carnaby Street. Very boutique-y, very day-gamey, because it's very touristy and pedestrian. I don't personally like Carnaby. It's got a bit of a weird vibe. I think it's too touristy for me. I prefer heading south into real London, Soho. Soho's my favourite area of London. It's where I live. It's grimy. It's weird. It's quirky. It's got the media. It's got the Chinese community, if you include Chinatown. It's got the gay area, it's where live music is, it's got loads of weird, quirky cafes and pubs. I use it for dating because it's near me and it's so weird. But all those little wiggly streets that you always get lost in and join up, and where Casanova used to live around Soho Square when he lived in London, they're amazing for day game because you never find anyone else doing day game and you find girls nipping out, especially at lunchtime. All those media kind of girls, they're all English and lovely. So get into Soho and get lost and enjoy it. For God's sake, get off Regent Street and Oxford Street. All right, let's say you walk up from Soho or east from Oxford Street, you arrive at Tottenham Court Road. And from there, from the tube station, walk up Tottenham Court Road north as if you're going towards King's Cross. And again, never any day gamers and loads of girls on Tottenham Court Road because there's lots of universities around there. On the right side, there's the University of London, a hidden day game gem, which I shouldn't be telling you about, but I'm going to destroy now where I take students if it's a bit cold and rainy. I take them inside the British Museum. Okay, that's amazing. It's vast. It's beautiful anyway. You can look at ancient Egypt or whatever dynasty you're into and just talk to girls that are looking at things. So you've got conversational material. It's situational. Yeah, be direct, but use what's in front of you. Remember the day game rule? Say what you see. So get in there. Nobody's ever there. And wander over to Holborn if you like meeting language students. That's where all the language schools are. And down from Holborn south is the London School of Economics, which I've been banned for, actually. I've been banned from, rather, on the campus. With my mate Steve, we were chucked off there. But there's some actual roads weaving their way through and next to London School of Economics, LSE. and they can't chuck you off those because they're general pavements for the public. And surprise, surprise, there's loads of cool students, often from Asia there. Right, let's switch completely and go down the Mall from Trafalgar Square. That's a nice summer day game walk through Green Park, St James's Park, and you get to Buckingham Palace. And there's very few day gamers at Buckingham Palace. I love it. I've picked up girls in front of Buckingham Palace. It seems a bit wrong to do it in front of the Queen and to label it in my first book as Fuckingham Palace. But I have happy memories of Buckingham Palace. And another huge secret location is behind Buckingham Palace. You've got Victoria train station and coach station, which pretty much 24 hours, 7 days a week is rammed with people. Tourists often arrive there on the Gatwick Express. Just like around Paddington, you've got the Heathrow Express. Paddington's a good area as well. I should have said Paddington coming off Edgware Road from Marble Arch. Edgware Road is where you find Lebanese girls, other Arabic girls, Egyptian girls, Moroccan girls. Just be careful of the local lads that sit outside the shisha bars and stores there, because they've got their eye on the girls as well. So social intelligence is needed. But yeah, Edgware Road is good and around Paddington is good. But around Victoria is even better. So get there on a after work day game adventure, or get there on the weekend. You could just day game if it's raining inside Victoria train station. It's so busy and it's full of cafes and bars. All right, let's go north to rock and roll, slightly goth, ex-druggy Camden. Camden's great on a Sunday in particular. The problem with Camden Market is that it attracts a lot of big tourist, teenagery groups like Spanish and Italians. They move like locusts through the market. But you can find really cool, quirky locals and girls that live there and solo tourists. Camden's awesome. It's got that alternative feel. And you can walk from there along the canal to Primrose Hill and even into Regent's Park and London Zoo. It's great for a date. So do Camden, just like Notting Hill. Notting Hill, as in Portobello Market in the West, is on a Saturday. So go there on a Saturday, not just for the Notting Hill Carnival. If you want posher birds or the same tourists looking at tat, go to Notting Hill and day game there situationally. Open and direct, but bantering about the market. You can even, in the summer, walk around Kensington Gardens or take a Boris bike through there if you're on a date. It's lovely. It's a bit more posh than Camden. If you want to get really posh, you need to get into Knightsbridge, which is where a lot of Russian and Arabic tourists go, to Harrods and to Harvey Nichols. If you're brave, you should be in there chatting up the shop assistants, who are always chosen for their beauty and youth. The girls, that is, not the guys. Harrods is great all year round, particularly at Christmas, obviously. Then if you want something a bit more English and a bit more posh and a bit more made in Chelsea, then go to Chelsea. Go to Sloane Square, which is walking distance from Harrods. And walk along the King's Road and test out your posh English day game abilities on either posh English birds or models, because there's a model agency down there opposite Cafe Nero called Storm Models. I can't believe I'm telling you all these secrets. And if you just sit in Cafe Nero, lo and behold, out of Storm Model Agency come models from all over the world, usually from Russia because they're tall and skinny. So try the King's Road, try the Saatchi Gallery if you want some indoor day game on the King's Road. If it's cold, if it's snowing, if it's drizzling, get in the Saatchi Gallery, that's posh. And for more posh delights, head to High Street Kensington, which is like a mini Oxford Street, just less congested and posher. And that's got a Whole Foods on it as well, with three levels, so get in there. One of my favourites with a similar vibe is South Kensington. Voila, South Kensington, it's the French area of London. It's got a French high school there, but be careful of their age. It's got the French Embassy. It's next to the Natural History Museum. It's a fantastic pedestrian area. Now it's got a big square surrounded by cafes, and you'll find posh English birds. You'll find nannies from Eastern Europe and lots of French girls. So if you like French birds, go to South Kensington. Right, This is more than I thought, so I'm going to whiz through the last areas. How am I doing on time? Let me have a look. Yeah, we're all right. We've got another 5 minutes. So, if you're in the north of London, don't forget Angel. Angel both as a tube station at rush hour and Upper Street, because remember the roads fork just above Angel, and take the left one if you're going away from the tube station, and that's Upper Street, and that's always busy after work. There's uni accommodation up there for some reason, and it's got a really cool, quirky cocktail bar called Ladybird. I'll talk about date venues and coffee venues specifically in London another time, and I might do an episode on New York as well, because there's so many fucking cool new coffee shops and cocktail bars, and obviously London pubs, that'd be here all day. That's worthy of a book in itself. All right, other front runners in London would be the secret that is Liverpool Street Station in the east. I can't believe you don't see day gamers in there, because it is so busy. Again, pretty much 24 hours a day, but obviously at rush hour. With these tube stations and train stations I'm telling you about, try to get girls that are coming out or walking away from the ticket barriers rather than going in. Because if you're a beginner and you're trying to chase after girls who are going into the tube or the train, they're obviously going to give you a time limit. And that's going to make you panic. And you probably forget to say one more thing before you go. So get them coming out. And yeah, if they're on their lunch break or if they're heading to work, practice keeping them there and doing a fast number close. It's good for your persistence, yeah? And from Liverpool Street Station, head into Brick Lane if you like hipster girls. And if you've perhaps grown a beard, or you've got one of those weird hipster moustaches, or you roll up your trousers and wear a beanie, or ride a bicycle, or have a pet coat, you, my friends, are a hipster, and you should be day gaming on Brick Lane. And that's great in the night as well. You've got the big chill bar, you've got Vibe Bar, you've got loads of hipster venues going on. So if that's the kind of girl you like, go there. That's the message of this podcast, really. Don't just spread your bullets far and wide, but be focused like a sniper. So if you know you like artistic girls, go to the National Gallery and Tate Modern. If you know you like girls that travel, you'll find them in Stanford's bookstore. If you know you like music girls, go to places where there's live music. It sounds so obvious, but students go, really? You don't have to day game on Oxford Street? And it's like a light bulb moment. Now, if it's shitty weather, on a boot camp, you'll always find me each weekend, either in the west, Shepherd's Bush, or in the east, Stratford, because there you have big shopping malls called Westfield. And they're huge, and it's good for you doing day game indoors. You don't even have to go into the shops. You can do it in the kind of concourse areas or even the pedestrian covered walkway areas outside. You do see day gamers quite a lot in Shepherd's Bush, Westfield, but not in Stratford. And like I said on another podcast, Stratford's got the community of 20,000 Lithuanians, and it's got a lot of Polish people there as well. So great, hotbirds galore. Stratford, Westfield has got a Primark as well. And in those shopping malls, as Americans say, surprise, surprise, you've got Starbucks and Costa and Pret. So no excuses for not instant dating, yeah? And where there's shops, there's girls. Where there's posh shops, there's hotter girls. Roll on the summer, because when it comes to summer, you can get out of Westfields, into the parks, and you can hit Hyde Park, Green Park, Regent's Park, St James's Park. London's so beautiful because of its green spaces. And so no excuses for not taking a bike ride with a girl on a date in the park, or doing day game in the park, practicing that seated day game, or even better when girls are lying down. Fantastic. So get into the parks, great for dates, especially Regent's Park, up to the zoo, along the canal to Camden. And I'll finish with just reminding you that day game is not just the front stop on Oxford Street and being a robot and saying the same thing to the same type of girl every time. Spice it up, be specific, go to where you love, start to integrate day game into your life. So if you're in Sainsbury's after work, do it there. If you're heading off to the gym, do it there. If you're in the Apple store, do it there. My favourite indoor place in London is, apart from coffee shops, it's Foyle's Bookstore. Just shifted locations a little bit. It's on Tottenham Court Road. And it's a massive bookstore with a cafe at the top. Sadly, the old jazz cafe's gone, but it's still got a cafe and it's got floors and floors and floors of books. And surprise, surprise, it attracts girls who like reading and books and interesting things. And I find I can easily banter with those girls. So that was Tom Torero's specific guide to the day game secrets of London. Maybe I will write it up as a book with loads of maps and make it more useful, make it more practical. And if you like that, comment below and tell me if you want me to do one on New York or if you want me to do one on dating venues, coffee shops, bars, pubs and cocktail bars and quirky dating venues in London. Let me know. Bootcamp dates are up on my website, www.tomtorero.com. There's a few spaces left. And don't forget, if you want Skype training, if you want to send me your audios for me to listen to, or you want to talk about other sticking points, day game and beyond, I offer Skype coaching. One-on-ones are pretty busy at the moment. Same with residentials. I've got some big residentials in Prague coming up, in Poland coming up, and in Belgrade, Serbia coming up. So let me know if you're interested. You want to get in touch for some training. It's tom@tomtorero.com. But for now, that was podcast 12. Happy day gaming. Speak to you soon. Ta-da.